Who follows the president's March 1st order making English the official language of the United States? The administration says the reason is twofold. The cancellation of the contract with a translation service provider saves over $580,000. The English-only requirement encourages people to learn English. The president's order said, quote, speaking English not only opens doors economically, but it helps newcomers engage in their communities, participate in national traditions, and give back to our society, end quote. Keisha Stevens reporting.
The UN says an international staffer has been killed, five others wounded, an explosion in the Gaza Strip. Ukrainian President Zelensky says today he expects he'll be speaking with President Trump. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 204 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Police have arrested a 17-year-old for attempted murder. The teen is accused of shooting a man in the 2800 block of Liberty Heights Avenue in April of 2024. Last week, the teen was taken to central booking from the Juvenile Justice Center, where he was being held on unrelated charges. The teen is now charged as an adult with attempted first-degree murder. Expect road closures and traffic delays early Saturday due to the Annapolis Running Festival. It includes a 5K race, a 10K race, and a half marathon. Street closures should be over by about 10:30 a.m. Route and street closures have been worked out and agreed to by Annapolis and Anne Arundel County Police, the State Highway Administration, and State Police. There will be a traffic detour to downtown via Rao Boulevard around the Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium, and police will be directing traffic. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The American Gaming Association estimates that Americans will legally wager over $3 billion during March Madness. That's up over $300 million compared to last year, which represents an 11% increase. Meanwhile, Maryland head coach Kevin Willard preparing for the tournament. At the mic on Monday, talking about his forward, Baltimore's own Julian Reese, realizing his dreams.
That was his goal. He wanted to graduate from Maryland, and he wanted to help us get back to the big dance. And obviously, anybody that's watched us all year realizes that he's as big a reason for that as anything.
Bird's doing some spring cleaning yesterday, trimming seven from the roster, including an unhappy Kobe Mayo, and catching phenom Sam Bisaio, who left a mark this spring, especially with his bat.
Look at this one. How far is this going? Oh, Samuel Bisaio just hit one of the farthest home runs you'll see here. An absolute monster blast to right.
That it was.
Called by the Pirates broadcasters on the MLB feed, that blast coming in an earlier spring game against Pittsburgh. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Caps and Wings last night in D.C. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 10:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Today looks to be the warmest day of the week. Sunny, 72. Tomorrow, lots of clouds with showers in the afternoon, 68. Friday, sunny and breezy. Feels like March, 58. Friday, I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 42 in Dundalk, 45 in Owings Mills, and 40 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday to all of you. Hopefully you're getting your day off started right. Look, the weather sounds like it's great and decent now. I don't know if you guys looked ahead, but next week looks a little chilly. So enjoy it while you can. Get outside today. They actually took Olivia to the playground yesterday when she got out of school because I was like, look, this isn't consistent yet, okay? We got to get to the playground when we can. So she was out there for a good 2 hours and had some fun. So hopefully everybody can get out there and enjoy the weather. Before the break, we were talking about, obviously, Governor Wes Moore and the fact that he is trying to put all of the budget issues on President Trump. He's played the blame game. We also talked about how Democrats have lost over 300,000 registered voters in the last month. That's wild to me. You know, you don't usually see a dip like that. And as we noted, right now, Democrats are sitting at a 29% approval rating, and this looks really bad. I don't know what they're going to do to compete here in the midterms, but right now, the way things look, to be honest with you, which is great news for us Republicans, I don't think they're going to take back the House or the Senate. I don't think they can overcome this. And I know you're probably thinking, Kim, it's pretty early on. It's only March of 2025. That is true. But if you think about the fact that as we go through the summer months and obviously towards this winter, you know, if you're thinking about even just here in the state of Maryland, the energy prices aren't going to get any better within the next 6 or 7 months or so, right? They're going to pass through these taxes and fees here, which is like they just can't. The promise they made to the teachers union when it comes to the Kerwin or blueprint, and we're going to get into Project Baltimore's report on how that's now going to cost $700 million more than we thought. And, you know, shout out to Chris Patz. He really got Senator Bill Ferguson to answer some great questions. But here in the state of Maryland, the Democrats, if Republicans stay focused on the messaging as they have been in Annapolis, they're not going to do very well in the midterms. So to all the Republicans that are thinking about running here in 2026, this could definitely be your year. This could definitely be your year. And then on the national level, you're thinking about, you know, the fact that they just anointed AOC as the leader of the party, right? They've got Gavin Newsom, Wes Moore. They have people that are extremely left, or even Representative Jasmine Crockett. I don't know how they overcome it. I really don't. Also, I wanted to get into the question of the day because it has to do with the JFK files. And like I mentioned before, there are so many different files, so many different pages to these files. You know, we're waiting for experts to come through it. But so far, you know, some of the things that we found out, I believe, are some of the things that many of us have already believed to be true. Now, of course, there were some conspiracy theories in the past, right? But for the most part, I think many of us had assumed that the government was involved in JFK's death. And like I said, you now have people going through these files. I can tell you that Chanel Ryan with One American News, she put a post out about 10 hours ago, and she talked about the release. And she said the file should be celebrated not because it gave us answers we didn't already know, but because it acknowledges for the first time that we did, in fact, know. She said we knew that what evil our government was capable of, and Trump brings us the antidote, and that is transparency. And she's right on that. Even if you, excuse me, I don't know why I keep coughing. Even if you believe that you knew that the government was involved, I think the fact that it's finally out there for all to see makes it official, right? Because, I mean, how many times have you been called a conspiracy theorist for so many different other things? Now, I will say there's another piece of this, because the past, I would say, 3 weeks, you had people saying that when these files dropped, it was going to then be known that Israel was somehow involved in JFK's death. Well, guess what? That is not the case, which I think many of us already knew. But you still had these individuals that are like, you know, so anti-Semitic. It's so bizarre. I told you this before. The anti-Semitism I see on X nowadays blows my mind. No matter what happens negatively in history or even today, there are quote-unquote conservative influencers that want to say that it is because Jewish people are behind it. That's what I'm saying. This whole turn that some of these Republicans are taking is very bizarre to me. It's very bizarre. And if you say anything complimentary about Israel, which I have done, then you are accused of getting a check from, you know, the Israeli government. I'm like, well, if my check is in the mail, please let me know when it will arrive, because I haven't received anything. And yeah, Candace Owens must be very disappointed today. Let's see what she has her video on, because I swear to you, it's so really, it's strange. Tucker Carlson has been doing it lately. Like I said, Candace Owens, Jack Posobiec has been doing it lately. It's like everything they can say that is negative, they've been saying it's because of Israel. It's so bizarre. Well, anyways, it did come out that obviously Israel was not behind JFK's death. But we'll continue to wait and see what more is to be dropped as people cope through this. The big WCBM poll question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. It is up at WCBM.com. And that is, did you learn anything new thus far from the JFK file drop? Yes or no, have you learned anything new? I'm clicking no, because this is kind of what I've already figured. Right now, you got 21% of you say yes, 79% of you say no. Like I said, a lot of this, I think, is just confirmation. A lot of it's confirmation, but please go take part in that poll, WCBM.com. Did you learn anything new from the JFK file drop as of yet? And that is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. All right, I wanted to get into this police officer that was shot at the Wilkins Precinct by, now we know, an elementary school teacher. This story still, I believe there's still a lot to be told here. But I appreciate Alexa Ashwell at Fox 45 for trying to get to the bottom of things and reaching out to the Baltimore City Public School System. I do have some audio for you to listen to, and then we'll talk more about it. Take a listen.
The man charged with shooting a Baltimore County police officer outside the Wilkins Precinct did not appear for a scheduled bond hearing this afternoon.
And now questions are emerging after online records reveal Andrew Britt is a teacher with Baltimore City Public Schools. Fox 25's Alexa Ashwell has the latest from court, as well as a new statement from city schools.
We didn't get the opportunity to see the defendant Andrew Britt here in district court this afternoon because we're told he remains in the hospital. But we did have the opportunity to question his attorney as this investigation unfolds.
Ms. Gonzalez, do you have any comment on behalf of the family? Are you making any type of statement?
The statement's up this time.
The attorney declining to comment, believed family or supporters of Britt were also present and remained silent. Andrew Britt is facing several charges, including two counts of attempted first-degree murder stemming from last week's shootout with officers in the Wilkins Precinct parking lot. A believed motive has yet to be released. Now, new questions are emerging surrounding Britt's employment and criminal history. Baltimore City Public Schools confirmed Andrew Robert Britt is a teacher at Liberty Elementary School in Baltimore City. Court records also show Britt is prohibited from possessing a firearm, due to a 2021 conviction for possession of a loaded handgun in a vehicle.
We've reached back out to city schools. A spokesperson wrote, after reviewing Mr. Britt's background check, we determined that it did not warrant disqualification from employment. We believe in assessing individuals based on their qualifications, experience, and ability to contribute positively to our team. And while we stand by our decision and will continue to prioritize both safety and opportunity in our hiring practices, we also acknowledge the seriousness of the charges against Mr. Britt and are collaborating with law enforcement.
The other two officers who fired their service weapons remain on administrative leave, which is standard operating procedure. As for Britt, his bond hearing is rescheduled for tomorrow afternoon. In Towson, Alexa Ashwell, Fox 45 News.
All right, so there you have it. It is rescheduled for today. Obviously, this audio is from yesterday. But we'll hopefully know more today about Andrew Britt, the teacher that shot the police officer. We still don't know a motive, right? But beyond that, this entire situation is bizarre because you have now the Boulder City Public School System saying that they believe that he deserved a second chance and that it was just fine for him to be an elementary school teacher with this handgun violation. And it's not like it was from 5 to 6 to 7 years ago. It was just not even 10 or 11 months prior. So, geez, Louise. So you have to wonder, by that statement, how many more teachers have a criminal history? And how many of them are with some of these young kids as young as an elementary school as Andrew Britt was in? If you want to weigh in on this, of course you can. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. I think it was Bill in Columbia yesterday who pointed out that Andrew Britt being a male teacher could have helped to fill a quota. Bill, that's still not off the table. Again, that was a great idea that you had there. We do now have a photo of this teacher. He is black, but he is male. And again, if they're looking to fill a quota with male teachers, that could still be a thing. Now, were they doing DEI hires in 2022? Possibly. I could go back and take a look and see, you know, what was the discussion around that time. But I'm very concerned about the other teachers. Now, if you also noted from that audio clip, the statement that Alexa Ashwell received from the schools, they said that they truly understand the concern. But there wasn't, if you notice there, even though he shot this police officer, there wasn't like this acknowledgement of how heinous of a crime this was. Did you hear that? Did you get that tone as well? And then they ended it with, oh yeah, we're collaborating with police. No, collaborating? What do you think this is? Some art project? You're not collaborating with police. You better be working with police. You better be telling them exactly what you know, everything you know about Andrew Britt. I hope that you hand over the entire file. You know, for this guy right now, is he still just on leave? I hope he's fired. It's very Baltimore City-ish, I guess you could say. It really is. But if you have any concern like I do for the kids in the Baltimore City school system, it's like not only are they not being taught, many of them can't do basic math, cannot read or write. And then also the juvenile crime, we found out because of Project Baltimore and Chris Papps, we found out that many kids are sitting in class with some of them MS-13 gang members, right? They're illegal immigrants in some of these classrooms where you don't even know if they have a criminal history. Then we found out that the schools weren't actually communicating with the administrators or DJS. So you had juveniles in some of these classrooms that were on the box, right? The ankle monitor system, for attempted murder, but they were still in class. And then remember the judge that decided to allow the kid to get off of virtual learning and then go into the classroom to learn? And he's supposedly on monitoring for attempted murder. The same thing that we saw in Howard County. There was another issue. It continues to confirm what we've always known. The kids are the last to receive any thought from administrators or from the teachers union or any of those with the school system that you would think that would actually care about them. They're the last on the list. Yet we're having this huge debate about the rise in taxes because these same individuals want more money from the school system, you know, which is basically the taxpayer. You aren't protecting our kids at all. You're not even teaching them. I mean, there's some great teachers out there, don't get me wrong. But what are the results? Astonishing. Astonishing. Again, if you want to weigh in on this, you can. You know, we get back, I do want to get into what we found out from Project Baltimore's Chris Pabst. Like I said, what you thought it would cost us to handle the Kerwin Commission / blueprint, add $700 million more to that. And that's the price. Now, imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversation with old friends, or even WCBM? Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, I hope that it doesn't, but if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, I want you to call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. You have Dr. Melissa Segev and her team that take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates has been the trusted name of Maryland for over 44 years, and they have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. All you have to do is call 410-944-3100 or go online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, and stay active as you age? It's time to try Rescue Orasine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your best every day. Right now, WCBM listeners can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orasine. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order. Call 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, to speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or visit res-q.com and enter the code MYENERGY at checkout. Don't miss out. This exclusive deal won't last long. Go to res-q.com now and use the code MYENERGY. That's MYENERGY to grab Rescue Orasine with buy one, get one free savings. Stay energized. Stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplement.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknight at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, we're talking about the officer that was shot at the Wilkins precinct in Baltimore County. That was Thursday of last week. The officer has, says, been released from the hospital. That happened on Saturday. And then we found out the shooter, Andrew Britt, I guess you have to say alleged shooter, Andrew Britt, he had a bond hearing yesterday but missed it because he was still in the hospital, so it's supposed to happen today. Now, he was shot multiple times, from my understanding, in the lower region, so, you know, legs, things like that. So I don't know what kind of condition he's in. I don't think anybody does at this point in time. We did learn the officer went through 4 hours of surgery and was hit in the abdomen area. So I'm sure still recovering, still dealing with a lot of pain. So please, prayers to his family and friends, and of course to all of our first responders. I do have a text here. It says, I have been pondering if school systems are so eager to hire African-American males that they are not doing background checks or just ignoring the red flags. We find out Andrew Britt was hired despite being on probation for a gun charge. But how is that any different than Baltimore County missing the misinformation on the resume, work, and criminal history of former Pikesville High School athletic director Dazon Darian? you know, the guy behind the AI audio. Oh, I forgot about that texter. That is now facing federal charges for sexual exploitation of children and receipt of child pornography. Who approved that background check? Yeah, texter, this has been going on all over the state. I would say, you know, when you're thinking about an elementary school and someone has this handgun violation, this isn't, you know, something that you would just say, you know, it happened, right? This isn't like a DUI that you're just saying, okay, well, you know, this person obviously has this DUI on record. We got the mugshot. They served their time. They've been through AAA, whatever it is that you have to do with DUIs. And we're going to still allow them to work in the elementary school. I could see that being a bit different, right? But elementary kids and handguns, especially in a jurisdiction where they banned the school resource officers from having a handgun. So it doesn't make much sense at all. But here we are. Now, with this, I wanted to just bring this to you. You know what? I'll have to wait till we get back from break on this with the Chris Pastor Project Baltimore. But he asked some really great pointed questions to Senator Bill Ferguson. Because even despite all of this, like you mentioned here, texter, about that athletic director at Pikesville, and that was awful, that high school principal that was accused of being racist and talking about some of the kids at the school. Well, it turned out to be AI. And what was so also, I thought, what an amateur. Because remember, the athletic director, even though he made this AI recording himself, he actually added himself. He included himself in the AI recording. If you guys heard it, the principal was supposedly being racist even against that athletic director. And he said his name. In the AI recording, I was like, well, wow, that's interesting. Like, you know, you're trying to make sure you don't get caught for it, but you include just your name on the AI recording. I was like, what a bozo, right? I mean, talk about dumb criminals. Anyways, but he went through all of that. And I noted when we found out that it was AI, I noted that then former Baltimore County Executive Johnny O and others, they didn't come forward and apologize. Because if you recall, they had a huge press conference basically railroading that principal and saying, how dare he? I can't believe this is happening. We are not a racist county. Remember all that? They had a whole presser over it. But they didn't issue an apology. Not at all. And so I think that principal is actually, I believe he's suing the school system right now. And I hope that he wins. Whatever lawsuit he's put in place, I hope that he wins. But you're right, texter. There's a lot that sends a lot of confusion amongst us all. And then on top of it, the amount of money that they're asking for when they're not even doing a great job. And then they'll tell you, well, you know what? We need more money. That's why we don't have these great results. That's why our test scores are so low. That's why we have eighth graders that can't read or write. But it's not the money. And I think many people have pointed this out. Well, anyways, when we get back, I'll play for you the Chris Pabst recording. Also, don't forget, we have the Proud Boys former president, Enrique Tarrio. He's going to be joining us at 11 o'clock. Just yesterday, D.C. dropped their lawsuit against the Proud Boys in regards to January 6th and other conspiracies. And I did want to mention the judge that is claiming that USAID is unconstitutional. I do have some audio from ABC News, and these are experts from the other side of the aisle that are saying that, in fact, that this is unconstitutional. But as we've talked about before, if Congress would just get their you-know-what together and act and make sure that we could, you know, by law, start really cutting and trimming in the federal government, we wouldn't have to deal with this, because this is similar to what they did in the 90s under Bill Clinton. So we've got lots to talk about. Also, the astronauts are back after 9 months. We'll talk about that as well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Some judges continue throwing roadblocks in the way of Trump administration efforts to trim the size of the federal government. Now it's a Maryland federal judge temporarily blocking DOJ from dismantling USAID. Presidents Trump and Putin have a deal on the Russia-Ukraine war, but technically it's not a ceasefire, it's a pause in certain aspects of the conflict. More Israeli airstrikes on Hamas targets in Gaza overnight. The Israeli military says it took out a terrorist rocket launching base in northern Gaza, and some boats off the coast were also hit. Amid questions about who is behind it, who's funding what could be an organized campaign, Tesla dealerships in various places continue to be targeted by vandals. Stocks higher on Wall Street. The Dow's up 244 points, the Nasdaq 153 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Goodfeet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Goodfeet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Goodfeet store, I thought, I'm just gonna stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Goodfeet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater DC and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Sports. Spring training results aren't supposed to matter, but don't tell that to Cade Povich. The slim man tossed five hitless last night against the Blue Jays as he and Albert Suarez continue to battle it out for the number five starter role.
In this Orioles rotation. Swing and a miss on the 2-2. Got him to chase the breaking ball. And it's a strikeout for Povich to strand a pair of runners.
Call on the MLB feed. Birds beat the Jays 8-2 was the final, behind four home runs, including a pair from Ryan Mountcastle. Povich threw 81 pitches, struggled in the first, but sailed after that. Caps back on home ice last night in D.C., hosting the Red Wings. Tight game with 5:46 to play.
Protas in full flight. Alexei Protas to his backhand. Well defended there. Still with a puck. Score! Off a great relay, it's Wilson. Welcome to the 30-goal club.
Welcome indeed. Joe B with the call on Monumental. A career year for Tom Wilson. Caps scored two in the final 5 minutes plus, and down the Red Wings 4-1 the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, the O's trim their roster, and Kobe Mayo not a happy camper. That is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
We've got some rain, cooler weather heading our way. Take advantage of the gorgeous spring weather today. Blue skies, warmer temperatures. 72 this afternoon. Tomorrow, cold front's on the way, bringing us some showers by the afternoon. 68 the high tomorrow. Friday, sunny and breezy. It's cooler, like March. 58 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Milo's Rewards Week is coming, and it's kind of a big deal. Members, get ready for up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items. Join for free today. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. purchase hair volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Gosh, oh gosh, we had so much to talk about today. Still going strong. Don't forget, 11 a.m. we'll be joined with our guest, former leader of the Proud Boys. D.C. did drop their lawsuit just yesterday. And Marty, I did get your question for Enrique. I will definitely ask him when he gets on with us. Also, we were talking about the officer that was shot in Baltimore County on Thursday of last week. We're learning more and more about the suspect, Andrew Britt. And I assumed that Baltimore City Public Schools would have, backtracked on the hiring of this teacher, considering we found out about the handgun violation. But no, they doubled down. You know, I was thinking about it. They support their teachers having, arrest records and criminal histories more than former police commissioner Harrison would support his police officers. And I know it's awful to say that, but it's true. It's so true. Whenever there was a police-involved shooting, just so we're clear, I would get so frustrated within because Police Commissioner Harrison, no matter what the case was, he would say, well, we will be looking into this. He never just came out and said, I know my officers do the right thing. Sure, we'll look into it, but my officers are stellar. They're on point. They do what they're supposed to do. He never did that. He never did that. And I was thinking, how could he sit here and be the police commissioner and never have their back right out the gate? I always thought that was odd. Well, anyways, Baltimore City Public Schools, they have this teacher's back. And I did say that it was very interesting that even in their statement to Fox 45, they didn't really sound concerned about this teacher shooting the police officer. It was one sentence, very vague. And it was like, we understand that this is a tough time. You know what I mean? And then also to point it out, Baltimore County Executive Kathy Glausmeyer, she hasn't said anything else about it either. Why are these people always out to lunch? Why don't we demand more? This mediocre stuff that we continue to see from our leaders, I'm over it. I'm over it. Kathy Glausmeyer should have already said something in regards to finding out that this was an elementary school teacher. She's had said nothing. She hasn't said one word about it. Anyways, speaking of teachers, we're going to get to Project Baltimore's Chris Pabst. And you know what? He's always doing a fantastic job. Well, they posted a video yesterday. And I say they, Fox 45, on their social media accounts. And it was of Chris Pabst questioning Bill Ferguson. And I thought it was really great because I never see anyone truly question anybody in leadership positions, right? I was like, look, I love Mackenzie Frost. I love her investigative work. I think she did a phenomenal job pulling the covers off of Safe Streets. But sometimes Mayor Brandon Scott, he would get very condescending with her. And I felt as though that she didn't want to further that discourse. So she would kind of be like, okay. Well, Chris Pabst, he said to Senator Bill Ferguson, basically, dude, you don't know who you're messing with here. I'm going to get the answer, okay? I'm not afraid of you. I don't want to disengage. Let's go. So I want you to take a listen. Again, this is Chris Pabst speaking to Senator Bill Ferguson.
Concerning the blueprint for Maryland's future, DLS came out with their new projections of how much the blueprint is going to cost local jurisdictions. And if you compare that to the initial projections from 2021, we can see that they were pretty significantly off by hundreds of millions of dollars of how much more is going to cost taxpayers. And DLS is saying one of the problems is that the blueprint was passed during the COVID pandemic, and the projections weren't accurate because we didn't know what the economy was going to look like coming out of the pandemic. And now that we're getting a better understanding of how much the blueprint is going to cost, in hindsight, was it a mistake to pass the blueprint during the COVID pandemic?
No, certainly not. There's no better time than now to make sure that we're investing in a world-class public education system here in Maryland. It is our competitive advantage. Having a world-class education system is fundamental to building our economy. There's never a wrong time to be further investing in our education system and demanding results. It's not just about spending, which does matter. It's about results. And so the whole point of the blueprint was, if we are going to be investing more in public education, we want to see those results come forward. And that was the fundamental premise of what the blueprint was about. So I would say I would kind of push back on the premise that it was incorrect projections. It was a formula, and the formula had did not account for the number of students that qualify for free and reduced lunch meals post-pandemic, and undercounted students who would be identified for special education services. And those two features are about individual student counts. It's a per pupil formula. And so they weren't wrong. It was that there was projections of the formula being on different assumptions, which happens in any type of public budgeting. So what does that mean? It means the students in our system have higher needs. And to think that we are going to just expect to be able to do the same thing with less is not realistic. We have to be honest about the fact that we have young people with higher needs, and we should be investing in them so that they can meet their fullest potential. We are going to have to make adjustments. It has to be sustainable. You know, I appreciate the governor having a difficult conversation about what the out-year costs look like. I know he and I and members of the House all agree that public education is fundamental and is absolutely essential for the state of Maryland. It also has to be sustainable. And so those are part of the conversation that we're looking at this year as we look at the budget negotiations and how we can really bend some of the cost curves while putting in additional resources to sustain our social safety net. Because we know that public education is critical. And if people are losing their jobs and children are losing healthcare coverage, we're gonna have to step up in other ways too. And so that is the very real situation we find ourselves in as we try to close down this budget in the next 20 days.
But the numbers are off by a pretty significant amount. It was like 9 to 10%. Just in this fiscal year, it's $700 million more dollars that taxpayers have to pay than what they were told it was gonna cost just 3 years ago. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but the reality is taxpayers by law now have to pay $700 million more in just 1 year. That's a lot.
It's a formula based on need, right? And so I think that's an important component. We passed a formula that says that there are some students who have greater barriers to academic success. And for those students, as we've seen across the globe and across the country, those students need more resources to be successful to overcome those barriers.
Ugh. The word salad, the filibuster. Senator Bill Ferguson, ladies and gentlemen, give him a round of applause. That wasn't an easy task. That wasn't an easy task. And Chris Papps, thank you again for asking all the right questions. He's saying, Kerwin, the blueprint, that cost was apparently just a formula. So when they passed this thing during COVID, as Chris Papps pointed out, without a funding mechanism, apparently then our elected officials knew that that was just a formula. And I'm guessing here, this is allegedly, right? Because that's what Senator Ferguson is saying, that this was always just a formula. So, of course, I'm going to be asking some of the individuals that are in office, and many people have pointed out that Republicans voted for this Kerwin Commission. I'm going to be asking Republicans, did they know that this was just a formula? Did they realize that this could end up costing $700 million more? Here's what I believe, in my view, is going on. And I want you to weigh in on this. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Because this is it. This is why your taxes are going up. This is why you're going to have fees on things like food deliveries and other, you know, nonsense. This is why it's all happening, right? And I always try to point out, you know, this is why we're paying now for paper bags that were free 5 years ago. Going to the store, you know, that's why I don't even pay. If I can carry it all outside in my hands, I just carry it out. So I look like I robbed the joint. I even put my receipt like in my pocket so nobody could see it. So it literally looks like I robbed the joint because that's what I want them to think. But here you have a situation where it's now $700 million more. And if you really listen closely to what Senator Bill Ferguson says, he says now we have students that have they have higher needs and demands. I want you to think about this, okay? Because who was he talking about? Illegal immigrants. That's who they're talking about. They're talking about illegal immigrants. He mentioned food there, right? Breakfast, lunch, and after-school snack. That is added to this whole formula, apparently, for the Kerwin blueprint. That has been added. I think it's about illegal immigrants. I think they need English-speaking tutors. Now, do we have that for our kids? No. But that's what I think is happening here. They realize that they brought in so many illegal immigrants that are now in our school system. Those illegal immigrants have no way to pay for these things. And so now they're asking we, the taxpayers, to take on the burden. Now, he also said there that kids have the needs are worse than what we thought. Well, yeah. Well, you shut down the schools during COVID, in which, you know, that was the time that they voted on this thing. You shut down the schools during COVID, and now there are a ton of students that are behind. We talked time and time again about my own daughter being behind. She was trying to learn how to read virtually. Didn't work out. There are many kids in her class, by the way, that are behind. There are many kids in third and fourth grade right now in tutoring and summer school and going and learning all literally around the clock to make up for what happened during COVID. My kid is one of those kids. This is what we're dealing with. We're being asked to take on the burden of their failed policies. We have all these illegal immigrants. Remember, when they were talking about the population going up in Maryland, they said it was quote unquote because of new Americans, which is code for immigrants. Now, some might be legal, but many of them are illegal. Those that moved into Baltimore City, and this is what Councilman Zeke Cohen used to talk about all the time. He says, oh, well, you know, in Patterson Park and in my district, we have our population increase. It increased with illegal aliens. And I pointed this out to him more than once on X, and you know what? He never responds to that. So they want us to pay again for their failed policies. Same thing with the energy crisis. We are paying for their failed policies. That's what I'm saying. This has to be the year for Republicans. It's got to be. Every single turn at this point. I'm going to go to the phone lines. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I've got Jay in Westminster. Jay, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, you stole some of my thunder and
sorry.
What I was going to talk about. But, yeah, we keep forgetting that during the 4 years Biden was in there after COVID, he was inviting in all the new Americans, and that's our problem here in Carroll County. We now have over 500 students that can't speak English and are having lots of difficulties. And so they basically hire one teacher for each of those kids. And look at the cost that is for hiring all those teachers.
Yeah, yeah.
And then one other thing I wanted to mention, I don't know if you heard it on the morning show, that there's a delegate from Montgomery County wants to stop the sheriffs who are cooperating with ICE. She wants to put in a bill to stop them from cooperating.
Yeah, well, I did see there was one bill. I think we discussed it with Glenn yesterday. And you're right. It was so that they could not cooperate with ICE, which, again, is not a winning message for Democrats at all.
No, well, I mean, Carroll County and there's six or eight others up in the western part of the state trying to do the right thing, and now they're going to be forced to do the wrong thing.
Yeah, I hope that that does not go through. I would hope that the Senate will not allow that to get out of committee.
Well, you need lots of hope in Maryland. Yeah.
That's the unfortunate part, Jay. You're right. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. And, you know, Jay is correct. Again, because he's talking about, you know, many of these kids that are now, quote unquote, the new Americans, the illegals, they do. They have their own private tutors. See, they care more about their education than they do about the kids that are currently in the system that are actual Americans. And so all of this money that they're asking for is really paying for these new voters, right? I mean, think about it. If you're an illegal alien and you're getting all of these benefits here in the state of Maryland, you're not going to leave and you're going to continue to vote in your interest, which would mean for Democrats. That's what it comes down to. I've got Nate in Baltimore. Nate, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, just really quick, just like the previous caller, I just wanted to point out it's not even just these actual students. Let's say you have I just know this from a relative I have that works in the schools. let's say you have a meeting with the parents. They're hiring translators for every single meeting. And it's not just Spanish. It's many other languages from all these illegals. Illegal or not, I don't know. But they got every single meeting, you know, another hiree just to conduct a meeting because it's not in English.
Wow. And Nate, I believe that because they were talking last week about a Romanian theft group going through Baltimore County. So I believe we have people here from everywhere.
Everywhere.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you. And yeah, you know what? I didn't even think about all these translators that are needed at these school properties to, you know, to even have parent-teacher conferences. This is a mess. Meanwhile, on the federal level, they're saying no more option two when you call the Department of Homeland Security. There's only one option. It's English. Oh, well. Meanwhile, here in the state of Maryland, we just bend over backwards for everybody, and then we make the taxpayers pay for it. You know, look, if you're a liberal and you're into this, you know, that you're okay with this, I want to know why. I want to know why. Why do you feel like it is your duty to pay for these items for individuals that aren't even supposed to be here? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We get back, I'll go through some of your text messages, and of course I'll go back to the phone lines. But yeah, the Kerwood Commission / Blueprint, apparently when they passed it, it was just a formula that they passed, and is now going to cost $700 million more, which will fall onto each individual jurisdiction, which of course falls onto we the people. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team at Baltimore Periodontics right away to schedule a free 30-minute implant consultation. Even if you've hated going to the dentist your whole life, you'll love Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team. They're the most talented, compassionate, and caring people you could ask for. And they use sedation techniques to make sure that you're completely relaxed and comfortable during treatment. If you want to have that beautiful smile and healthy mouth that you deserve, they are the experts. They're in network with a number of medical insurance companies for this life-changing Full Arch Teeth Express Teeth in a Day implant treatment, helping to save you thousands and thousands of dollars. When was the last time you saw a periodontist? Call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his expert team at Baltimore Periodontics, 410-744-6088. That's 410-744-6088.
This is Pastor Dave Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. To compromise means to make concessions. If you're a conservative, it also means to lose ground. Whenever conservatives compromise their position on a matter to a liberal, the left wins. In order to make any headway in negotiations, there is often some give and take involved. Because the progressive agenda is to destroy the right, anything we give them weakens our position while strengthening theirs. And they will incrementally chip away at our stance until we are rendered irrelevant. The fact of the matter is there are certain positions on which we need to stand firm, especially if we desire God's hand of providence to be merciful. He still considers abortions and same-sex marriage to be sins, so our fight against them should never waver. God said in 2 Corinthians 6 to come out from among those who are evil. Separate yourselves and don't touch that which is unclean, and he will receive us. I pray we would heed his word. This is Pastor David Lewis in a moment of truth.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Here's my question. Who has the ultimate authority to invoke eminent domain in the state of Maryland? Is it the Public Service Commission? Is it the legislature? Is it the governor? You have the governor of the state of Maryland go, yeah, this is a kind of a different process. There are real questions. I have no idea. Don't blame me. It's not my fault. Who do we direct our anger to then if it's not your fault, Governor? And why aren't you helping us?
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the Blueprint / Kerwin. And it's going to cost us now $700 million more than we originally thought. According to Senator Ferguson, it was just a formula. I am going to reach out to my Republican friends in Annapolis that voted for the Kerwin Commission / Blueprint, and I'm going to ask them, did they know that this was just a formula? If they did not know, you know, is this something that they can bring to the floor? If they did know, why the heck did you vote for it? Again, that's another question, right? I mean, look, I'm wondering why they voted for it to begin with, but if it was just a formula, it could cost we the people more. I really would love to know why you voted for it. I really would. I got some callers on the line. I've got Raymond and Rosedale. Raymond, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, I do. This is a tremendous start for the Republican Party to really get out in the streets and educate the citizens on what they're getting from the Democratic Party. And once I was a devout Democrat, you know, people like you I wouldn't talk to. And over the years, I started listening to both sides, and I realized a lot of the Democratic Party has made its money on telling black people that they were inferior.
Yeah.
And that got to me. And I look at the cities. The neighborhoods are not even what they were when I was a child. It's so dangerous now that you're scared to walk down the streets. And it wasn't always that way. And they say, people say, yeah, I really want safe streets. I like my neighborhoods to be safe. And I say, but you keep voting for the people that constantly mess up your neighborhoods. And why do you do this? You know, at some point, you got to change what you're doing.
Yeah.
And we fought. I'm from Frankfort. I lived over in Frankfort Avenue at one time. And we fought for houses to be built. And the complex that was there was Cyrille Apartments. And it got to be raggedy, real bad. And we had them torn down. And the city wanted to put a warehouse there, mm-hmm. right across the street from two elementary schools. And I said, no, you really don't want that in this neighborhood. And we fought like crazy. And they wanted to also put subsidized housing in that same complex to knock down homeowners. And this is what they do all the time. And then they wonder why the city is in such bad shape.
Yeah.
And I said, you got to vote for something that's different. Not the same people in the same party, but a totally different party.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you real quick, Raymond. You know, when you say that to someone, what is their response?
Oh, so you're a Trump supporter. I say, that doesn't make any difference if I am or not. I said, I understand why the Democratic Party disliked him so much, because he was once a Democrat. And yeah. I tell them that. And so since he switched sides, he's a traitor to you.
Right.
Anybody that walks against your philosophy who was once on your side is a traitor. Even Elon Musk did a lot for the Democratic Party. And, oh, he's the best thing since sliced bread. And they'll tell you that. And then all of a sudden, since he's working to make the government smaller, he's a crook.
Yeah. Yeah. Raven.
And that's really bad. And we got to let folks know, look, you got to stop voting people who are doing things against you, like senior citizens.
Yeah.
They had senior citizens in complex with drug addicts.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I know, Raymond. I appreciate you calling in, coming up against a break here. But see, if you're listening to Raymond and Rosedale, that means it is possible. Coming up next after the break, we'll speak to Enrique, the former member of the Proud Boys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing